Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
No one can deny that there has been an onslaught of attacks on not only our children, but our nation as a whole when it comes to the LGBTQA++, whatever else you want to add to the alphabet issue. We are being encouraged to accept these lifestyles as safe and normal, but common sense says they are not. How should we respond? Is there anyone out there speaking out loud and clear about this issue? Perhaps from a firsthand experience? The answer to that is yes. There are many who are speaking out against this big push by the left to accept this as normal, these lifestyles as normal, and some of them have, in fact, lived those lifestyles believing that was who they were. That is until God reached down and lifted them out. Maybe they should write a hymn about that. My guest today is one of those individuals. Greg Quinlan is the founder and president of Garden State Families, and he will be in Pennsylvania in Berks County in November. Thanks, Greg, for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, let's just start with your story. What's your story? What makes you an expert in this area?
On the LGBTQIA-XYZ++?
Yeah, that one.
Because it's ridiculous. But yes, I lived as a homosexual for the first part of my life. I'm now 65 and have 35 years of lobbying experience. And most of what I was taught, the basics, from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I lived as an out and open homosexual, not as a closeted one, but I was out and open. I was a gay activist for 10 years, and I was a part of the Human Rights Campaign Fund, as it was called then, which is the largest gay and lesbian political organization in the country. They taught me how to do grassroots activism, how to read legislation, how to lobby my elected officials. So essentially what the devil has trained me to do, I'm now using for the Lord. In that time, I've been telling my testimony of leaving the homosexual lifestyle as I walked this out. Now, it'll be 31 years this coming Thanksgiving weekend that I left.
Praise the Lord on that. Amen. Yeah. Wow.
The Lord is right. And it wasn't a switch I flipped. I've been renewing my mind. I've been taking every thought captive every day, having to take up my cross daily. As Paul said, this is a journey, a walk of learning the fruits of the Spirit, for which one of those is self-control.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the last fruit of the Spirit. I use that as an excuse. It's the hardest one to get because it was last on the list.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's really not a good excuse.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, using it as one. But
it's still there, no matter whether it may be the last one or not. It's still there.
Exactly. As I tell people, when you're born again and blood washed, you aren't brainwashed.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Everything you've ever done is recorded in your head. And when that kind of sexualization starts in early in your life, like it did with me at 10 years old, you're not going to erase it unless you kill brain cells.
Yeah.
So in this, look and listen to what I just said. Here I am, 65 years old. The memories and those things are still there. I just have to learn how to control them and move on and be close to the Lord every day.
Right.
But we are teaching children now as early as preschool to question their sexuality, to experiment sexually. This is the problem we have. This is what makes me the expert at this, because I am fighting this agenda and the agenda of early childhood sexualization, which is part of the agenda of the American Library Association, of the NEA, National Education Association, and the American Federation of Teachers.
Yeah.
All these unions and associations who are educating our children, but they've stopped telling them what they need to know. Math, science, English arts, language arts, how to manage a checkbook, all the things that you need to know and need to learn how to think. Instead, we're teaching them how to have sex, who to have sex with, what to wear when you're having sex, how to experiment sex. This is what we're teaching children. This has nothing and has no academic purpose whatsoever. This is recruitment. This is grooming. This is child abuse.
Absolutely. Many times parents are left in the dark. Conservative members of school boards are usually outnumbered, even in rural districts, unfortunately. But when they do speak out, whether it's a conservative school board member or a parent, they're demonized by those who are pushing this agenda. And, you know, of course, we now have administration in D.C. who's very much pushing it even harder. And it's scary, really, when we see these kids who are being indoctrinated. Right now, there's a local school district here. It actually is Oil City Area School District we're recording this on Monday, the 23rd is when we're recording this. And they are voting tonight at 7 o'clock as to whether they should bring in their sexualized curriculum for K through 12.
Curriculum. This is training in sex work. This is training you and preparing you to be trafficked.
Yep. And this whole thing, you know, where we're on the issue of schools, the whole idea of quote unquote consent. There are bills in Harrisburg that will teach about consent. And I'm sorry, little kids are not old enough to consent. You know, minors are not able to comprehend consent.
And that used to be a premise in law. Minors cannot consent. That's why we have the age of majority. Minors cannot consent. But now we are having children who literally, I got to tell you the story. We had a donor, past tense, mm-hmm. who owned a preschool here in New Jersey, a very lucrative and successful preschool. There's a program in New Jersey called Pre-K Our Way. First question, whose way? So the program in New Jersey really is a nonprofit organization that lobbies the state legislature to get grants for public school districts so that they can start their own preschool. Sounds good on the surface, right?
Right.
The devil's always in the detail, and it always depends on who's managing it. So this woman got a contract with a school district, this preschool owner. She had to expand her facility, and she found out that in the process that she had to separate her paid population from the pre-K Our Way grant population. So there's segregation built into the system. Mm. So in other words, classism. Those who can afford to it and those who cannot.
Mm-hmm.
So she expanded her facility, passed the inspection with flying colors. At the very end of the inspector, where the inspector from the school district was there, turned around and looked at her and said, "Where's the bathroom for the transgender children?"
Oh, wow.
The oldest child in a preschool is 5. They're still wetting the bed. They're not thinking about being born in the wrong body unless somebody puts that in their mm-hmm. head. This is child abuse. This is grooming. This is wrong on 1,000 levels. And
so,
our government.
Yeah, so she was at a bathroom for transgenders, and her oldest child is 5 in the preschool?
That oldest child in any preschool is 5 years
old.
That's
true, preschool, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's preschool. So, you know, because right around 5 years of age, that's when you start going to kindergarten.
Right.
This is what's so hideous about this, insidious about this. It's again, this is so sick and Marxist. It's the Marxist playbook to destroy education, to erase our history, to tear down the family. So the vacuum is there for the government to become God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no question that there's a big push to get rid of the family, to get the definitely put a wall between parents and children, and too many school districts leaving parents in the dark when it comes to, you know, whether their child is questioning their sexuality. And it's very frightening. So I know New Jersey is more liberal than Pennsylvania. And just that grant program that you described is insidious. You use the word. That's the correct word for such a grant program to be targeting preschool. I mean, it shouldn't be targeting any age group, any minor at all, but preschool. But you look at some of the books that are in libraries that are specifically targeting preschool kids, little kids, and seems to be more and more of those type books, LGBTQ plus, you know, the whole alphabet soup, that are targeting, you know, those books that are targeting preschool kids. Do you think there's a connection between sexual assault between students and this curriculum that they're being exposed to?
Absolutely.
Because they're being told to experiment and, you know, try it, you'll like it, or something like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So absolutely. Yeah. So you speak. And very, you know, not only in New Jersey, but other places. And you will be in Pennsylvania on November 16th in Berks County at the Temple Fire Companies in their ballroom there at 4953 Kutztown Road, Kutztown Road in Temple.
Kutztown.
Okay. 4963 Kutztown Road in Temple at the fire company's ballroom on November 16th that evening. So we talked earlier, and you said you'd also spoken in Lehigh County, which is really a neighboring county to Berks County. But what'd you talk about? And how was this? What was the response?
I've got multiple PowerPoints talking about all kinds of issues. But the one I'm doing now is that I have one that's good for churches and youth groups. It's called Sex Science and Scripture. And I'm going to be using the science part of it because it's really, essentially with Q&A, it's an hour and a half program. I don't have that. I got 30 minutes on, so I'm going to have to run through some things really fast.
Right.
But I'm going to prove to the world that no one is born LGBTQIA-XYZ++.
Yeah.
That right there ought to tell you, with these multiple created identities and labels, that this is all fake. This is all phony. But we're taking vulnerable children and using it against them. Back in my day, when I was in grade school, schools were safe. We actually had prayer. We had Bible reading.
Mm-hmm.
That stopped when I was in fifth or sixth grade. But I noticed in eighth grade is when the Marxism came in, where history became social studies. And we started learning about how to protest.
Oh, wow.
It's insane. Just insane. Unbelievable stuff.
Now, was that a city school district?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. A city, not a rural school district.
It's a small town, Xenia, Ohio.
Okay, yeah, that's not that big.
Yeah, it's not that big. No, our claim to fame was and the ladies of the club is a massive novel back in the 1980s, written by an older woman, and then we were hit by a tornado on April 3rd, 1974, and it was the largest tornado to that date. So
is that near Newton Falls?
No.
Okay.
So it's in the Dayton area.
Okay, that side. Okay, the other side of the state. Okay.
To Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
Okay.
Which a lot of, we had Air Force helicopters flying in when that took place.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was major. That was quite a thing. But to the point here, back to our point, no one is born gay. There is no gay gene. We have the largest human genome study I've ever heard of, 477,000 sets of human genomes, 477,000. That's larger than the city of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So just understand that. Just understand that. And at the end of that, done on multiple continents, hundreds of researchers, many of them who identify in an alternative lifestyle as part of the alphabet soup.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the study, quote, the headlines all over the world were, quote, there is no single gay gene, end quote. There's no cluster of genes. There's nothing that proves that anybody is born this way. It is a developmental gender identity disorder, developed, not innate, acquired, not inborn, which is why we have to teach it in school.
Mm-hmm. Now, didn't the APA acknowledge that study?
I don't remember them acknowledging that specific study, but they've long said, both of the APAs, the American Psychiatric Association said, quote, there are no replicated scientific studies supporting any specific biologic etiology for homosexuality, end quote. Nothing. Now, the American Psychological Association said the same thing, except they used a lot more quotes. They had to, be a little more wordy because they had to prove they're as good as the MDs. They said, although much research has examined the possible genetic, hormonal, developmental, social, and cultural influences on sexual orientation, no findings have emerged that permit scientists to conclude that sexual orientation is determined by any particular factor or factors. Many think that nature and nurture both play complex roles. It's nurture, nurture. Mm-hmm. The Human Genome Project, which was a federally funded program to pay the Human Rights Campaign Fund back, done under Bill Clinton, and Bill Clinton, because they helped him get elected, they did this study, 13 years, millions and millions of dollars, and at the end of the study, quote, homosexuality is not hardwired, end quote. They knew then there was no gay gene. I got study after study from multiple organizations and multiple failed studies that prove that nobody's born gay. The twin study is amazing.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I mean, that's been replicated 30,000, with over 30,000 sets of human genomes now, it's been replicated more than six times, and the conclusion is the same.
So why is it that the party of science, the Democrats, don't grasp hold of this particular science?
Because it doesn't meet their Marxist agenda. The Democrat Party of my grandfather, my mom's dad, is dead.
Mm-hmm.
It is now the party of Marxist communists.
Yeah.
That's what the Democrat Party has become.
Yeah.
They have become the, what I call, pardon me, the Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm. I've seen other people have said that too, but I tend to
agree. Yeah, it is just unbelievably awful. I mean, I couldn't even begin to tell you how many times, how much failure this is in every way possible. The Democrat Party, how can you possibly call yourself a Christian? How can you call yourself a thinking person? How can you continuously, for the sake of your own race, continue to vote for the party that's mm-hmm. actually undermining everything you are?
Yeah, yeah.
And putting your children at risk. To quote lesbian activist, feminist Camille Paglia, who is a professor at in Philadelphia.
Oh,
quote.
Where's she at? Temple?
Temple. I can't remember exactly.
Okay.
Homosexuality is not normal. On the contrary, it is a challenge to the norm. Nature exists whether academics like it or not. And in nature, procreation is the single relentless rule. And I love that phrase, nature exists whether academics like it or not.
Yeah, and she's a lesbian activist.
Right. Our sexual bodies were designed for reproduction.
Mm-hmm.
No one is born gay. The idea is ridiculous. Homosexuality is an adaptation, not an inborn trait.
Mm-hmm.
That's Camille Paglia. I've never met the woman, independent of me saying it. We are both independent of one another, but we all know it, and we've come to the conclusion we're both educated individuals. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm a nurse. I watched 100 of my friends and acquaintances die of AIDS before I quit counting.
Wow.
I had 5 minutes with Fauci, but that's another program, sis.
Oh. Yeah, I think we've talked about that in the past. Just you and I have talked about that in the past, yeah.
Yep. I had my 5 minutes with Fauci. Yep. I need to write about that. I've got a board member that she's been on my tail for the last 2 years to write about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Who ever heard of Anthony Fauci to begin with? I mean, I had never heard of him until, and I think the majority of Americans had never heard his name until COVID. And then he's all of, you know, he's out there in the limelight on TV, interview.
He was very active and responsible for the deaths of many men with HIV.
Yeah.
He used a toxic drug that he brought off the shelf that was removed for use because it was a cancer drug.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so toxic, it was killing the people far before it killed any cancer. It just killed them.
Wow.
So he lowered the dose and brought it back to fight AIDS. Well, guess what? He killed them. His mm-hmm. protocols killed them.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's another story, but it's unbelievable the carnage that this man has done. I mean, you know, human or beagle alike, he likes to destroy life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And
we have a beagle, and I can't imagine doing something cruel to, like, take out the dog's barker or whatever that's called allows them to bark as they're experimenting on the dog. It's just mind-boggling. But anyway, so back to Berks County, November 16th. You'll be there with the Berks County Patriots, and you're also available to speak other places. I mean, you know, you're just across the line into New Jersey, so Pennsylvania's not that far away. And I would encourage our listeners to approach their churches. Yeah, back talking about churches, how responsive or how, I'll use the word welcoming, have churches been to your message? Have you been allowed to speak in very many churches?
I have, but they're few and far between. They're usually with particular denominations because they're, but especially in New Jersey, there are so many woke,
mm-hmm.
back what I call apostate churches here.
Yeah.
And they're everywhere.
Yeah.
But the churches that will stand up, you know, like Calvary Chapel, mm-hmm. Assemblies of God, which I'm with, many of the independent Baptist churches, I come into youth groups, you know, I will give my testimony. I will talk to them about the science of this.
Mm-hmm.
So, people need to know the truth. No one is born gay. Nobody.
Yeah. Yeah, what frustrates me is that the church as a whole is not addressing this. And as you're saying, you know, the churches are few and far between that allow you to come in. But then again, there are churches that are few and far between that even address this issue at all. So that means kids who attend those churches, you know, Sunday school, youth group, the only message they hear is what they hear in school. And the churches, by and large, are not countering that and saying what Scripture says about this issue. And that is extremely troubling to me. And I don't know if we're not in a good position to win this fight. And I think that, the churches need to speak up, not only about this issue, but the life issue and other issues that are impacting American citizens, but especially our youth and our children who are being bombarded with this gay is okay, and you may have been born in the wrong body message. Those messages are bombarding our kids. So
nothing but a lie.
Yeah, exactly.
It's nothing but a lie. There are no replicated scientific studies supporting any of that. None.
Exactly.
No science, none. The science says exactly the opposite.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I would encourage you. Actually, we'll be praying for you as you come across the border into, where am I at, Pennsylvania. Into Pennsylvania from New Jersey. And
Hour drive from my office to there, yeah.
How far?
Over 2 hours.
Over 2 hours, okay. Well, it's about 6 hours for me to go to Berks County, so I probably won't be there. But
yeah.
But you'll definitely be in my prayers as you make this presentation on November 16th in Berks County, and other times that you address this issue, because I know that you are a target because of your message. Even though you live the lifestyle, you can tell your story, but I'm sure I know that you're targeted because of your willingness to speak about it and your willingness to say the science does not confirm that you're born gay. The science is actually the opposite. So, I would encourage our listeners, if you're anywhere in the Berks County area, any of the surrounding counties, on November 16th, the doors open at 5, and again, that's Temple Fire Company Ballroom. Doors opening at 5, the meeting's from 6:30 to 8:30, 4963 Cuts Town Road, did I pronounce that right? In Temple, Cutstown Road. I shouldn't know, that is in Pennsylvania, there's a town called that, I shouldn't know how to pronounce that, but that's, again, in Temple in Berks County. But I do encourage you to try to make it. Listen to Greg, because I know his message is fantastic, and I really appreciate all your efforts, not only in New Jersey, but you have impact across the nation, really, with your message, and I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you. I hope it does get that way. I'm not getting any younger, so the sooner we can get this message out, the better. Praise the Lord.
Absolutely. How can folks contact you if they have questions?
Well, the Center for Garden State Families, you can go to our website. That's gardenstatefamilies.org. GardenStateFamilies.org. Our email is info@GardenStateFamilies.org. So, or you can call us here at the office at 973-658-4310.
Okay, fantastic. And that's GardenStateFamiliesPlural.org?
Yes, Families Plural. Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Greg,
yes,
minister to every family. That's good. We need more organizations that do that. Your organization has your hands full there in New Jersey, but I know that you're making an impact, and I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you very, very much.
Okay, so you take care, and we'll be talking to you later.
Okay, looking forward to seeing everybody on the 16th.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.